Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar, and it is time for the calendar. Not too much going on in April, really. There's a cool thing going on the 23rd of April, which is the same day as the Arlo Guthrie concert up in Spokane, which is virtually sold out. Although sometimes the promoter might have a few tickets that they sort of hang on to, and they might release sort of at the last minute. So be checking at the Bing Crosby Theater, because who knows? But I don't think so. I think this one, is, if you want to hit it, is virtually sold out. But anyway, that's okay, because that means about 700 of you went out and bought tickets for it, and that's what it's all about. Already, okay, April the 2nd, there's a First Saturday Dance in Ellensburg. First Saturday Dance, the Hal Holmes Community Center. They're on April the 2nd. Oh, my goodness me. They do such a good job down there in Ellensburg, and they have good music down there. A group, The Gathering, and folks like that from Ellensburg, awesome stuff. Okay? And where are we going with this here? On April the 9th, I will be at Bootsers. Not a lot of Celtic at this one. This will be more general stuff. And that's what that's all about, April the 2nd. April the 9th. Also on April the 9th, the second Saturday, sing-along at the Round Table Pizza Parlor there in Richland, Washington. And that's always a cool deal. You just come with songs to sing. Now, those of you who write songs, if you write songs to sing, this is a sing-along thing, though. And there really should be more arenas where songwriters can gather. Spokane tried it for a bunch of years. And, you know, you got to keep these things going by having more people working on them so that when folks want to take a vacation from doing it, they can. Same with the festivals. You know, you wind up with the same people working on the things every year. Or any kind of an involvement, any kind of a club for that matter, there's a kind of a bit of a free ride syndrome. It takes work, folks, and people have to do the work. Alrighty? And speaking of Tumbleweed Festival, your applications are due on April the 16th. That's a Sunday. Get them into the Three Rivers Folklife. You can apply online at the Three Rivers Folklore Society, 3rfs.org, I believe. And that's where the Tumbleweed applications are, so you need to get working on that, alrighty? And those are due. And I haven't heard anything about the Yakima Festival, so I don't know what that's all about. I'm assuming those applications are already squared away, okay? Second Saturday Dance at the Broadway Grange there in Yakima, and that's on Washington Avenue. And then there's a Second Saturday Dance in Mount Hood, on Barrett Road there, that's the Rockford Grange. Those folks doing Second Saturday Dances as well. So April the 9th is kind of hopping. Alrighty, looking good. Alrighty, and there isn't too much in my head or that I can think of that's going on in April. And believe me, here's one. The 23rd, I was starting to talk about this. Three Rivers Folklife's... This is the old Humphrey, Hartman, and Cameron. They're now Trillium 238, I believe. Got to remember this. I think it's 238. And they're doing some kind of a production thing. And I have no clue as to what it is. But I'll find out for you, because it's supposed to be a pretty cool deal that Michelle Cameron is coordinating there. And that'll be at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road there in the Tri-Cities on April the 23rd. Alrighty? And also in May, they have their membership meeting. You need to show up at that. There's always a good concert at that. That's happening. And of course, the Renaissance Fair in Moscow. That's going to be towards the end of the month. I believe that's going to be on April the 30th and May the 1st, I think, is when they're doing it this year. Alrighty, so much for the calendar. I want to play one more Arlo. This again is from Live in Sydney, Australia. And good stuff. And we can't do a whole Arlo thing without doing the city of New Orleans.
Back around 1971, I was playing in a bar in Chicago one night. And after the show, I packed up my guitars and stuff, and I was walking out the door, and a little guy stopped me. And he said, "Arlo, before you leave, I want to sing you a song." I said, "Come on, man. I don't want to hear no songs. I hate songs. I don't even like my songs. Why should I like your songs?" I was just tired. I wanted to get out of there. I was being a butthead, you know. He said, "Arlo, I just want to sing you one song, man." I said, "Tell you what, buy me a beer. I'll sit here and drink it. As long as it lasts, you can do whatever you want." He says, "That sounds like a good deal." I says, "It does." Turned out to be one of the finer beers of my entire life. Turns out this guy wrote a lot of great songs. We became friends that night. And we stayed friends until he passed away some years ago. But he's left a great legacy of songs and stories and friends and recordings. His name was Steve Goodman. And this is his song. He sang it for me back years ago. Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, train pulls out at Kankakee. Passing trains that have no names, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm the native son. I'm the train that called the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. The sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the channel beam, and the rhythm of the rail is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. And all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Don't you know me? I'm a native son. I'm the train that called the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Oh, good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm a native son.
me in the street. He said, help me find some snake in pee. Help me, brother, I wish you would. Feel so bad and I wanna feel good. Feeling good. Feeling good. All the money in the world spent on feeling.
Trumpet vine grew in the kitchen window, bloomed bright orange on the wall. You sat in the morning light holding a guitar as the first summer rain began to fall. Like the gentle raindrops, your words fell in the air, making things so clear as we quietly sat there. It reminded me of other times when you have come before and brought a song or just walked in through my kitchen door. Well, it seems the finest words I've ever heard from you said at kitchen tables we have known. For somehow in that special room with coffee on the stove, our hearts were really most at home. sitting at the table, looking hard at you, catching up on stories of the things we tried to do. It seems the times we said the most is when we did not talk at all. Let the song speak for us like the sunlight on the wall. Come and go in sunshine or in rain. Some years are seen more clearly than the rest. And if it weren't for kitchen songs and mornings spent with friends, we'd surely lose the things we love the best. I can see you sitting there beneath the trumpet fire. Sunlight through the window, the kitchen in my mind. You came when you were needed most. I could not ask for more than to turn and find you walking through my kitchen door. You came when you were needed most. I could not ask for more than to turn and find you walking through my kitchen door.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hear the Ocean. That's Steve Kramer from his album, The Sleeping Stones. Before that, Belinda Bowler from her brand new album, The Trumpet Vine, which is a Kate Wolf song, and we heard the title cut from that. Belinda does covers, and Belinda is a credit to anybody who does anything. And she's teaching, and she was originally looking at doing a kid's song album. She hadn't done an album for many, many, many years. And then her sister died. And as I think from the way I read the cover here, I think this is kind of a healing thing for Belinda. And her husband said to her, and she lives in Boise, her husband said, you know, why don't you record the songs that you sang to your sister? And so she went down to Austin in 2014, hung out with Rich Brotherton and all those guys down there, and recorded an album. And because Rich Brotherton is like, he's like the ultimate producer and has done a lot of cool stuff, and he's a great backup person. I never met him, but I've heard a lot about him. They say he's just amazing. Anyway, he helped her with this, and as she sang, as she worked on this album, her heart healed. And she says here she misses her sister, but the songs help. And that's kind of, you know, when you think about it, that's kind of what music's for, isn't it? In one way or another, it just does so many different things. Belinda Bowler is and has been for so many, many years. She was in Seattle. She hung out with T.R. Ritchie, and she met T.R. Ritchie, and they hung out quite a bit together, as did a lot of people with T.R., who died. Died in February of 2000, and I want to get my date straight here to make sure that I know what I'm talking about. I believe it was 2014. I think it's been 2 years now. And, but I'll check on that. It just seems like it has been. And she was at the benefit that we all did, and she sang I'll Meet You Halfway, his song. And on this album, she records two T.R. Ritchie songs, and she does a nice job. She does a nice job on everything she does. One of my favorite people of all time. So here we go with Belinda. And this is a T.R. song. This is The Bearer of the Light, which is such an awesome song in the first place. T.R. himself never got the chance to record this. So.
If it were fire you needed most, I would become the flame. And if the moment called for strength, steel would be my name. And if your heart were heavy, I would become the feathered wing to carry you into the blue, to dwell among your dreams. And if your lips were thirsty, I'd be the wine that fills your glass. I'd be the sun upon your face when the storms had rolled on past. I'd be your lucky penny. I would be your wishing star. I'd be the ground beneath your feet and the stars that lead you. If the light of one small candle can defy the darkest night, how could I not seek to be a bearer of the light for you, a bearer of the light? I'd be the hand that reaches down if ever you should fall. I would be your saving grace where you saw no grace at all. I'd be a willing vessel for all that you hold close. I'd be the love that finds you times you need it most. If the light of one small candle can defy the darkest night, how could I not seek to be a bearer of the light for you, a bearer of the light, a bearer of the light for you.
Like a boat
as rough as this.
But for those who take their chances here, experience has shown that sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone. Shed no tears of pity here, spin no tales of tragic grace. Just let it be enough that life is blooming in this rocky place. It is the proof that seeds will grow wherever they are sown, and that sometimes small split the hardest stone. It is the proof that seeds will grow wherever they are sown, and that sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone.
Straight up, and she sings like a bird. Oh my goodness. Belinda Bowler, who gets a lot from music, who gets a ton from it when she hears it and listens to it, and she gives it all right back when she performs. And there's not much more you can say about that, because that whole relationship is a symbiosis. And, you know, it's that way with all of us who play, more or less. And with Belinda, the symbiosis is so apparent. It's just there. Oh, my goodness. And that was called White Bark from Belinda Bowler's brand new album called Trumpet Vine. And we're trying to figure out where you can get it. Record Exchange is one place. They have a used copy. And I will promise you that I will hunt up Belinda and find out where you all can get this thing. And any one of my listeners who's listened for 33 years or 3 years or 3 months or 3 days should acquire this album. It's just a good one to have. It makes you feel good when it's all done. She winds it up with a killer version of I'll See You in My Dreams, which maybe we'll play next week. Trumpet Vine, Belinda Bowler. Alrighty. Here's an old Gordon Bach thing. I had forgotten about this. Old Zeb, written by Larry Kaplan. And he does such a nice job on it. Old Zeb, Gordon Bach.
I'm not tired of the wind. I'm not weary of the sea. But they've probably had a belly full of a damned old coot like me. So I'm going ashore, and she's bound for better days. But I'll see her topsail flying when I come down off the waves. Oh, Rosie, get my Sunday shoes. Gertie, get my walking cane. We'll take another walk to see old Alice sail again. If I had a nickel man I used to know, who can load three cords of wood aboard in a half an hour or so, who could get on sail by Holland and set a donkey at a round. I'd be the poorest coaster man this side of Edgar Town. Oh, Rosie, get my Sunday shoes. Gertie, get my walking cane. We'll take another walk to see old Dallas sail again. Any fool can work an engine, takes brains to work a sail. And I never seen no steamer get much put out of a gale. You can go and pay your taxes on the ration gas you get, but at least for me the wind is free and they haven't run out yet. Oh, Rosie, get my Sunday shoes. Gertie, get my walking cane. We'll take another walk to see old Alice sail again. If I get back to her, I'd treat her just the same. I'd drive her when I want to, boys, and sail in the freezing rain. I'd park the old deer on the beach and go dancing in the town. 'Cause a man's born for hanging, ain't likely to get drowned. Oh, Rosie, get my Sunday shoes. Gertie, get my walking cane. We'll take another walk to see old Alice sail again. I'm not tired of the wind, I'm not weary of the sea. They've probably had a belly full of a damned old coot like me. So I'm going ashore, and she's bound for better days. But I'll see her topsail flying when I come down off the waves. Oh, Rosie, get my Sunday shoes. Gertie, get my walking cane. We'll take another walk to see old Alice sail again. We'll take another walk to see old Alice sail again.
Oh, Gordon Bach, old Seb, and we have to take a little bit of a break because Dan's getting shaky in his old age. We have to take a break because we're late on the break. Way late. Oh, so late. I'm sorry for all the underwriters, if there are any still. I'm sorry for those folks who give the weather. Anyway, we're taking a break. Inland Folks, a production at Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back with Solas. Hang on. We're coming back.
The programs you enjoy on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the Moscow Food Co-op, a community destination for organic and natural foods, including locally raised meats and artisan cheeses. Open from 7 to 9 on the corner of 5th and Washington in Moscow, with community news and featured products online at moscowfood.coop.
Sunny skies to start off the weekend, but clouds and rain are expected to develop next week. Today looks a little warmer than yesterday, with a high on the Palouse of 67, the Lewis-Clark Valley 73. Becoming cloudy this evening with overnight showers and thunderstorms. Then it looks like more sunshine tomorrow before it becomes rainy with more thunder by Monday.
Chop off those tracks. I've got this set so that the tracks don't run into each other. Anyway, Solas there from their reunion album, which has a DVD with it as well. And this is all the various singers and a lot of the various musicians that have gone through Solas. Solas has been around for a long time. Seamus Egan's band. And I think he's pretty much the constant, although maybe the fiddle player is. Who's the fiddle? Wendy Horan? Is she the fiddle player for Solas? Anyway, this is a reunion thing they did after 10 years of Solas' existence, and Karen Casey and Deirdre Scanlon and all kinds of singers are there, and oh my gosh, they're having a good time. Like I say, it comes with a DVD of the concert, which has a lot more than the CD, and that's how that goes. Gordon Bach now, Song of the Myra, Gordon Bach, who's got that wonderful, wonderful, rich, low voice that's just so pleasant to listen to, especially after Solas gets so rowdy, we got to calm ourselves down with a little bit of GB. All righty, Gordon Bach.
Out on the Myra on warm afternoons, old men go fishing with black line and spoon. And if they catch nothing, they never complain. And I wish I was with them again. Boys on the boats call the girls by the shore, teasing the ones that they dearly adore. And into the evening the courting begins, and I wish I was with them again. Can you imagine a piece of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings. Out on the Myra on warm summer nights, campfires blaze to the children's delight. They dance round the flames, singing songs to their friends, and I wish I was with them again. And into the evening stories are told of witches and werewolves and Oak Island gold. Stars on the riverbed sparkle and spin, and I wish I was with them again. Can you imagine a piece of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'd trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings. Out on the Myra, the people are kind. They treat you to homebrew and help you unwind. And if you come broken, they'll see that you mend. And I wish I was with them again. Can you imagine a piece of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'd trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings. I leave you now with a wish you go well. Good health and good fortune, may your happiness swell. I leave you now, for my journey begins, and I'm going to be with them again. Can you imagine a piece of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'd trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings.
with the wind. California, Arizona, I've worked on your farm. I'm not with up to Oregon to gather your crops. Took beets from the ground, I've cut grapes from the farm to set at your table.
Karen Casey doing the vocals there on Woody Guthrie's Pastures of Plenty, and we're just about ready to wind things up here. Oh, yes, indeed. What a show, what a show. And, you know, thanks to Arlo for doing it for 50 years. My goodness me. It couldn't be 50 years. A lot of people just from that era, I mean, a lot of people aren't even alive anymore. And that's how that goes. And Belinda Bowler for coming back and doing such a wonderful album. And, of course, old Gordon Bach is just such a mainstay. Wow, this is a pretty good show, just thinking about it here. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. You want to email me? Email me at D as in Daniel, MAHERWSU.edu, and I will get back to you. Call me at 509-332-5047. Alrighty, we're going to be right back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're way, 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 way living in the past. But we will be back. We'll be having a good time. Alrighty, we'll see you around the bend now. Bye.
Motel 6, Super 8, rest stops on the interstate. Futon of Linnaeus, camping on the coast, racking up those miles alone, keep in touch by telephone. It's not an easy life, but it's the one we love the most. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road. You a good road. May you find your comfort in friends alone.